Joining us now, John McGivern.
Hey, guys.
I'm flipping around the TV, and because I just got this, I was talking earlier about how I got this new high-def TV, and so I'm flipping around, and I come across Channel 10's auction.
Yes,
and
John.
And I hear the voice coming from my TV, and there he is in high definition, John McGivern on my TV.
How'd I look?
Were just, you the reader or the pointer?
No, I was the host. So they have a host, then they have a reader, and they have a pointer. So
I was the host.
Yeah.
Okay.
I stood at the podium. And if you saw the first hour, everything was done by code, and I had no idea. At one point, I was like, what am I supposed to do, Mr. Floor Guy? And he was like...
Yeah,
he was giving all these sort of like, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, the people who are watching looking to buy this stuff, it's like they don't mind if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You know, all they really want is that collection of plates with the bears on.
I've done the reading on that.
Have you?
Yeah. I just butcher everybody's name.
It's really weird. I mean, I've seen you on TV before, but to actually see you in high definition. You know what I mean? It's so. It's
did
so,
I have really wide pores? It wasn't like, wow, that guy needs some
wide. Oh my God, no, you don't even. Fine. Actually, though, Cindy was. I go, Cindy, John's on TV. She walked in. She said, "He's still tanning."
Oh, sure.
That is so not true.
Oh, it is so true. It is so true.
Do I look tan?
Yes.
Hello. Well, I have high blood pressure. People are so rude. I have deep skin and high blood pressure, but I do go to
You're
Dash.
Irish.
Okay. So
I do go to Dash and Dazzle.
Do we have an all over tan? Is it an all over tan, or do you have like the little sticker mark, or do you
sticker mark? No, I wear my underwear when I lay in the bed.
Oh, okay. Not an arrow that says you are here?
Right, yeah, I've just got a sticker. How rude. It would be more than a sticker.
No.
You put a sticker on a part of your body.
Stickers that people will put like
put
on
like
their stomach.
Heart.
A little heart or a little butterfly.
You ever see
butterfly.
The girls that put a heart on their, like they'll put
so
a heart or a butterfly.
So they can see how tan they are getting.
And then they the
no,
sticker,
I don't
the
know
sticker's
that.
On there. And then it like is a white outline.
Tan line. Heart tan line.
I thought you meant
stick it. I thought it was like, let's put a little sticker on there. It won't get, I thought, what? I saw no stickers near the bed. It was like, what? No. And I, you know, once you first go there, it's like, how do you do this really? And they have those little goggles. And
right.
I'm like, what? I walked out with the goggles. And they're like, no, you have to leave those. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, you're an idiot. But I go to the, I go, you know, you can get a different, you can go to the bed that you have to lay in for 15 minutes.
Right.
Or the bed for 12 minutes.
Right.
Or the bed for 8 minutes. So Steve
you do
goes,
them all.
No.
8 to 12 to 15.
Three times a day. No, I go to the 8-minute bed because it's the only bed where you can truly smell flesh burning. I'm like, if I don't smell something burning, I don't want to pay. I walk out of there and I'm like, God, I stink.
No,
that's
you,
what you do. I mean, it does have a very definite odor. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But I've stopped doing it.
You have not.
I haven't done it since yesterday.
Okay. Very good.
But I mean, when you're in high def, you know. It's
oh my
just...
God! I came back because I taped the second hour of that thing last night just to see because I knew the first hour would be two because I didn't really know what I was doing. But the second hour, I taped it. And I got home and I watched it. I was like, I'm too tan. I look really tan.
You
I
do.
Was standing next to a black woman. I was like, I'm as dark as she is. There's
at least,
a problem.
At least it's not that bad orange. There's a couple of people that are on TV and in my high def, they're really orange. You're not orange.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm bronzed.
Yeah, you are bronzed.
I'm blonde, brown.
Well, is it? I mean,
is it hot in there?
Yeah, they
in
are
in the bed.
Yeah,
is it yeah.
So, it's like sunlight hitting you.
Holy God! It's beyond sunlight.
I'll take that as a yes.
It's like laying on the equator, just being like, "Burn me, baby, burn me." It's bad. It's kind of.
And this all started, just so people know this, when we did the wedding shows down in Mexico, and of course John came with us, and you started to tan just to kind of get that base tan that people get.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And then you went down to Mexico and you got a little more tan, and then you came back and you liked the tan, so you wanted to keep the tan.
Do you
and
know
now
the
here we are in no. May and you're still tan.
But I still tell people, oh, I've been to Mexico, and people are like, in February,
denial, denial. What are the 12 steps of tanning recovery?
Let me tell you, yeah, I'm going to the meetings.
Yeah.
God, so what else are you obsessing about these days? Because obviously. you like to, you know, you've had your addictive personality. You've told us about it, and you're recovering. And then we went through kind of like the
Vegas
the
stage.
Vegas
the
phase.
Gambling stage.
Oh, I'm kind of done with that.
Are we?
To be honest.
All right,
yeah.
And now we're into the tanning
Can
phase.
I just say this about, and you're probably going to get really mad at me for saying this. You're going to get mad at me.
Why are you going to say it then?
Well, because you're going to get mad.
Because you don't care if I'm mad,
do you?
Because
it's funny. It's funny. John is so meticulous and so detail-oriented that, and you know, I mean, I grew up around a lot of gamblers.
Uh-huh.
I have never run into somebody like John who keeps a ledger. Uh-huh. You actually, of all your losses and all your wins.
Of course I do.
He could tell you at any time exactly how far down or up he is, you know?
Anybody want to talk about it?
You mean while you're sitting, you have a ledger that you keep as you're sitting
at
the
machine? No,
when I go home, I keep every receipt.
He
and
keeps every receipt, sure. everything, and he has
Look at him. It's like, oh, sure.
It's a legitimate,
oh,
yeah.
It's a legitimate tax deduction, though.
Completely.
Yeah, it is. If you, you know, gambling losses, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you go to Pottawatomie, it is. Not your friend Stevie.
Yeah, I don't think he gives out receipts.
Darn.